And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
It has been announced that the president-elect for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will be the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison. Using a combination of postal and electronic voting, Dr. Harrison received over 66% of the votes, counted against two other nominees, David Mayer and Herbert Mueller. The greatest joy of serving as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has been seeing the undeserved blessings Christ continues to bestow upon this worldwide fellowship, said Harrison, after being notified of the election results. Amidst the deepest struggles, our own many sins and failings, and in the face of a world gone mad, the Lord unfailingly answers our prayers for mercy and abundantly so. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I am deeply humbled by your support, continued Harrison. It is the honor of a lifetime to serve you. I plead for your prayers, even as I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy. Lutheran Radio UK sends its greetings and best wishes to Dr. Harrison as he begins his task of leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. In the UK this week, a man was arrested for punching two church staff during a service attended by the Archbishops of York and Canterbury. The homeless man, aged 42, shouted and swore as the Archbishop's procession entered York Minster for a general synod service. He then punched a steward who approached him within yards of where the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, was passing. A member of the Archbishop of York's staff, Mr. Dave Smith, was also hit and left with a bloody nose, but he sat on the man, who is believed to have alcohol and drug problems, until the police arrived. The Church of England later called for prayers for the man after he was arrested. Deep in the African rainforest, the small town of Lambourine this weekend marks the arrival 100 years ago of Franco-German medical missionary Albert Schweitzer, whose still existing hospital now struggles to survive in spite of its 20,000 patients annually. Born in Alsace, then part of Germany, Schweitzer, a Lutheran, set foot on the mosquito-infested shores of the Uruguay River with his wife in 1913 in what was then one of the most isolated parts of France's colonial empire. Today, patients from all over Gabon are still being treated at the hospital he founded, a few yards away from the old corrugated structures where he practiced for more than 50 years. I am proud to head this hospital, Antoine Nguinzi said. We're among the few people in the world to work in a facility that is at the same time medical and humanitarian and also does research. Schweitzer, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1952, set up his first small hospital in his old corrugated hen house, formerly owned by a nearby Protestant mission post. Over the years, the site developed into a proper hospital village where he worked until his death in 1965. Schweitzer's belongings, including many letters and German language Bibles, but also an organ which he played every day to be fit for fundraising concerts in Europe, are kept at his former home, now a museum. His tomb overlooks the river. On Saturday and Sunday, Lambourine will host dozens of renowned scientists and doctors, heads of state and humanitarian workers who will pay homage to Schweitzer's work. An international conference will also discuss the three epidemics that continue to leave a heavy toll among Africans: malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. Muslims in much of Asia began celebrating the holy month of Ramadan this week, with hardliners in Indonesia vowing to raid sinful bars after police steamrolled a mountain of alcohol and porn. Tens of millions across the Muslim world fast from dawn to dusk and strive to be more pious and charitable during the month, which ends with the Eid holiday. But Ramadan began in war-torn Afghanistan with a bomb blast, and there was tight security in parts of the southern Philippines after deadly clashes with Muslim rebels. In Indonesia, which has the world's biggest Muslim population, hardliners use Ramadan as an excuse to attack night spots and shops that openly sell alcohol, the consumption of which is against Islamic law. There were fears the situation could be worse this year after a recent upsurge in attacks on religious minorities and non-mainstream Muslims. Critics say hardliners such as the Islamic Defenders Front, the FBI, have been emboldened by the government's failure to crack down on them and to prevent such attacks. In the days before Ramadan, there are already reports that the FBI, who led protests that forced pop star Lady Gaga to cancel a concert in Jakarta last year, has started conducting raids. A group of FBI members seized bottles of alcohol from a shop at the weekend. Authorities have also been making a show of cracking down on the illegal sale of alcohol. At the weekend, police in Jakarta used a steamroller to crush thousands of bottles of homemade alcohol that was being sold in places without licenses, as well as destroying pornographic and pirated DVDs. For non-Muslims and others in Indonesia who can drink alcohol, getting a beer during Ramadan can be a challenge, as some bars only want to serve customers they know for fear of being targeted by hardline spies. Ramadan begins when the first crescent of a new moon is sighted. It is yet to start in some Asian countries with large Muslim populations, including Pakistan and India. Indonesian mosques must limit their use of loudspeakers to stop disrupting the lives of those who reside nearby, an official urge at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. The approximately 800,000 mosques in the world's most populous Muslim-majority country go into overdrive during Ramadan, noisily blasting out Quranic verses from the early hours. But the Mosques Council, an independent body which groups many of the country's mosques, said it had asked the places of worship to cut back on their use of loudspeakers. Mosques are always more noisy during Ramadan, so we have asked them to limit the use of their loudspeakers, said Deputy Council Head Master Masoudi. The mosques begin their sermons earlier than usual in Ramadan, when Muslims forego food, drink and sex between dawn and dusk, as they call people for the sahur breakfast that is eaten each day before fasting begins. Masoudi said it was acceptable for mosques to use loudspeakers for the short call to prayer, but they should limit their use beyond that. And finally, if you think some people's driving is a bit iffy, a man who crashed a car on average every 3 days for almost 3 years in a Chinese insurance scam has been arrested, media reported Friday. The 42-year-old made 334 insurance claims in the southern city of Shenzhen between 2010 and May this year, local television said. He would drive up behind other cars during the rush hour, bumping into them slowly to avoid being injured, police told Shenzhen TV. He then bribed mechanics to overestimate the damage and claim for the inflated invoices, which totaled nearly £39,000, the report said. Motor vehicle insurance fraud is thought to be widespread in China. Last year, police broke up a 30 million yuan or $2 million insurance scam involving 95 suspects who were said to have faked car accidents, state media said. The China News Service website said the Shenzhen driver covered his vehicle with stickers to hide previous damage.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.